Pause recording. Speech off.
Hi everyone. I just recorded this and it wasn't recording. That's a very good start to this audio mo lark. I don't know. I thought I might give it a go. However, if it goes the same way as Boo Every Day in December or whatever it was, I think I managed it once. Anyway, don't all be screaming at me after 4 days or something, but I may not actually do it every day because I'm a bit of a rebel, really, and I don't always do what I'm told. And anyway, surely a few days every now and again, or, you know, is better than nothing. So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it, so ha-ha. Anyway, so my topic for today is Star Trek. Well, the Star Trek convention that is coming up in October in the UK. So I don't know if any of you are Trekkies out there, but there is one from the 3rd to the 5th of October at the XL Centre in London. And I went last time and it was okay. I can't exactly say if I had a great time. Oh, it was good, actually, and it was an experience, and it was nice to meet Michael Dorn, who plays Worf, and it was nice to have my photo taken on the bridge of the Enterprise D. Although, even though I couldn't actually feel sort of like the bridge, one of my main bugbears was it wasn't really geared for blind people at all. I mean, there was not much that you could feel. There was a model of a Borg, actually. He was quite nice. But I think that was it for actually things you could sort of, you know, that were accessible. So I'm a bit hesitant, really. But the other thing is, and I don't know if anybody else feels this way, probably those of you who are visually impaired might do as well, is that sometimes I just feel a bit all alone, you know, in my interests. I mean, I have sighted friends locally, but, you know, none of them are into Star Trek, and I couldn't say, oh, you know, come to the Star Trek convention with me. They'd all say, get lost. So I'm a bit stuck, and I've got lots of Twitter friends who are going, quite a lot, and, you know, some have offered to guide me or, you know, or kind of tentative plans, really. Nobody's actually said to me, oh, yes, I will make sure that I guide you. And I'm not saying that people should say that either, but because I don't know these people, really. I only know them on Twitter, and they're lovely people, but I should imagine, hopefully, if other people understand this. So I kind of feel a bit like, well, what do I do? You know, I can ring up the XL Centre and say, do you provide guides? And I think they may do, because their disabled bit on their website kind of implies that. But at the same time, I don't want to wander around, you know, with somebody I don't actually know and I've never met before. But it's physically impossible for me to walk around by myself. So I've got a bit of a dilemma, and I'm not kind of too sure what to do. And I don't really want people to make a decision for me, but I wondered if anybody else felt a similar way, really, about, you know, going to certain things. I suppose, you know, people could feel the same about going to concerts or, well, any kind of sort of shows or exhibitions, really, where you wander around from one exhibit to the next. I can't see how easy that is to do by yourself when you can't see. So thoughts about that from anybody would be really good, actually. So that is my day one for audio mo, except for that we're now on day two. I didn't do it yesterday, see? I've already started badly. But anyway, so there you go. I will stop rambling now and see what anybody else thinks. So take care. And if I do actually ever go to the Star Trek convention, I will have to do an audio boo from there, won't I? So take care, everybody. Bye.
Speech on. Pause recording.